Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Seven jurors picked for Trump trial.
Trump uttering something. The judge saying, "I will not have any jurors intimidated in this courtroom."
Biden campaigns in Pennsylvania.
Scranton values or Mar-a-Lago values. These are the competing visions for our economy.
Tornadoes blast four states.
Sound like 50 people were standing outside on my windows with the palms of their hands hitting them hard.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Biden campaigns in a key battleground state. His likely November opponent, Donald Trump, had to settle for a handshaking stop in New York after day two of his hush money trial. CBS's Nancy Cordes has the latest on the campaign and the courtroom.
This is all politics.
New York City may be heavily Democratic, but former President Trump campaigned there anyway, visiting a bodega after jury selection in his Manhattan hush money trial wrapped up for the day.
It makes me campaign locally, and that's okay.
The first seven jurors were chosen Tuesday, four men and three women, including a nurse, a teacher, and a corporate lawyer. Trump's lawyers objected to some potential jurors because of their social media posts. One had written, "Lock him up." At one point, Trump was admonished by the judge for speaking loudly and gesturing towards a juror. The judge said, "I will not have any jurors intimidated in the courtroom." And while Trump has denied all the allegations, the trial will pull him off the campaign trail.
I should be right now in Pennsylvania.
His rival is in Pennsylvania. President Biden popping into his childhood home and stumping with supporters in Scranton.
When I look at the economy, I don't see it through the eyes of Mar-a-Lago. I see it through the eyes of Scranton.
Violent storms lashed the Midwest with about a dozen tornadoes reported in four states. CBS's Roxana Saberi.
That's a tornado.
In New London, Iowa, debris everywhere. Several homes and structures were damaged after a tornado tore through the town.
I've lived here my whole life, so just to see everything they've worked so hard for is just gone. It's just sad.
Sirens in Rockwell City, Iowa, warned residents to seek shelter as another tornado barreled through about 100 miles northwest of Des Moines. Multiple tornadoes touched down in Kansas, including in Greenwood County.
Sounded like it was hitting the house, and then whoosh, it was all done.
A Boeing whistleblower plans to testify this morning at a Senate hearing as the jet maker faces stepped-up scrutiny. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Senators will be honing in on concerns about Boeing. Dual hearings, including one with a Boeing quality engineer who says he believes there are issues with the way the 787 Dreamliner is assembled that could lead to problems years down the line. The FAA is investigating those claims, but Boeing insists they are inaccurate and the plane is safe. But many on the Hill are skeptical after a door panel blew out mid-flight on a 737 MAX in January, and the company failed 33 out of 89 sections of a recent FAA audit.
Also in Washington, the Senate is expected to act today on impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. And CBS's Nicole Killian has more on the continuing upheaval in the House of Representatives surrounding Speaker Mike Johnson.
I am not resigning. It is, in my view, an absurd notion.
The speaker is responding to the latest challenge by Kentucky Republican Thomas Massey. Massey joined a motion by Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene to remove Johnson. Massey is upset that Johnson is moving forward with Ukraine aid as part of a series of revamped foreign aid bills. It would only take three Republicans to potentially boot the speaker, given the GOP's shrinking majority. And that's assuming all Democrats vote against him. This time, though, some Democrats do appear willing to save a Speaker Johnson if a motion is triggered, which was not the case when Kevin McCarthy was ousted last fall.
The United Nations is appealing for nearly $3 billion to provide aid to 3 million Palestinians in Gaza. Iran's president today warned the tiniest invasion by Israel would bring a massive and harsh response from his country.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
One person was killed, three others wounded, when people wearing masks on scooters opened fire on a street corner in the Bronx, New York. Assistant Police Chief Benjamin Gurley.
The rear passengers of those scooters pulled out firearms. That's two firearms. And they fired approximately 10 rounds.
The motive's not clear. Suspects are being sought. A new report is out in Hawaii 8 months after the deadly and destructive wildfires in Maui. It praises fire crews but says they were overwhelmed. The island's fire chief now says a new plan is being rolled out.
To fully stock our relief apparatus. Second, to create a statewide mutual aid program. Third is to create a communication plan to evacuate visitors and residents who speak different languages.
Overseas, at least 20 deaths are blamed on severe flooding in the Arabian Peninsula. The deluge, called historic, has disrupted operations at Dubai's airport. Some of it is blamed on apparent cloud seeding by the government in the United Arab Emirates. Well, here at home, there's controversy at the University of Southern California. CBS's Carter Evans reports a graduation speech has been suddenly called off.
It was such a shock and such a surprise and honestly such an honor.
That's how biomedical engineering major Asna Tabassum felt when USC chose her to be this year's valedictorian. And the first-generation Indian-American was already thinking about her commencement speech. But just days later, the university rescinded its invitation.
I was never given the evidence that any safety concerns and that any security concerns were founded.
What do you think it is?
I look what I look like. I am who I am.
Tabassum is pro-Palestinian and years ago shared a link on her social media containing language that some consider hate speech.
I'm not apologizing for the link that I put in my Instagram. What I am saying is that I'm committed to the human rights for all people.
But the university insists it's not about free speech. It's simply an issue of safety. Carter Evans, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Former Florida Governor and U.S. Senator Bob Graham has died. The Democrat was co-chair of the Senate investigation into the 9/11 attacks and opposed the war in Iraq. He was 87. Wild scene in Butte, Montana, captured on video by Brittany McGinnis.
Oh, my God. Elephant walking down the road.
An elephant got loose from a circus and started roaming the city streets. It was recaptured. No one was hurt.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
There's hoopla, but not much moolah for basketball's big sensation.
The Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark.
Big moment for Caitlin Clark at the WNBA draft, but women's basketball fans are now shocked over her salary. The rookie's set to make $338,000 over the next 4 years with Indiana. That's thousands more than a lot of other ladies are making, but peanuts compared to the $55 million deal the NBA's number one pick got in last year's draft. Sure, she'll get more from endorsements from brands like Nike, but fans say Clark deserved better. Her impact alone could net higher ratings and ticket sales for the league this season. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The activist film and TV studio Participant has closed its doors after two decades. The company churned out 135 films, including Spotlight, Green Book, and An Inconvenient Truth, winning 21 Academy Awards. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.